the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. We're an eco-friendly lot. Podcast listeners are 39% more likely to be hybrid drivers. And we're a $302 billion opportunity for the US auto market, says Nielsen, highlighting that 10.5 million podcast listeners were shopping for a new car at the height of the pandemic restrictions in the US. An exclusive app company, Maple Media, which purchased podcast app Player FM on April the 30th, has bought another Android podcast app, Podkicker. Podkicker has had more than 500,000 downloads, Player FM more than 5 million. We're told a formal announcement is to be made in the coming weeks. Megaphone will now offer attribution as standard for ads booked through the Megaphone targeted marketplace, following an agreement with Podsites. Todd Dwenger, a media analyst for Bernstein, has decided it's unlikely Spotify will generate much earnings from podcasts and has downgraded his rating on the stock. It's not the first time he's talked Spotify down this year, and he's been wrong in the past. iVoox has launched the third edition of the iVoox Audience Awards, which is open to Spanish-speaking podcasts. We link to the rules, and if you're an eligible podcaster, you've until July the 26th to enter your show. AdWorld says it's the world's largest online advertising event. It's scheduled for November the 2nd to the 4th. With over 15 tracks, including one on podcasting this year, you can get an early bird pass now for just $39. Apparently the final price, $299. Nominations are open for the Podcast Awards. You can vote for anyone you like, though, you know, this podcast is in the politics and news category, just saying. You've got until July the 31st to vote for us, to vote. Android user, someone over at Hacker News is building an open source Android podcast app. And they write, I was wondering if I can add any specific features to make it more interesting for frequent podcast listeners. If you want to tell them, we give you a link in our show notes and our newsletter today. And Ramsey Solutions are looking to grow their team of speakers, writers and broadcasters. I'm in the legacy stage of my career, says Dave Ramsey, where I now get to share my success and platform with this next generation of speakers, authors and thought leaders and help them be successful. And in podcast news, Crime Stories with Nancy Grace is celebrating over 4 million downloads in June. Crossover Media Group Sales represents the podcast for ad sales. And the latest edition of COVID-19 Seattle podcast from Cairo Radio is a special children's edition featuring their own questions. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.